Hi, and welcome back to Listen, You Beautiful Bitch. We are a shady self-help podcast for our younger selves, current selves, older selves, really just ourselves, trying to help ourselves out and failing on a regular basis. I'm Hannah.
I'm Katie.
I'm Susie.
And I'm Sandra.
Dun, dun, dun.
And together
and
we make...
And we're your hosts. So normally this is the part of the show where we start with some random question that we may not know about each other and hopefully learn something or get the conversation going. But today we got a Hey Bitch submission, which is our advice column that we have on our website. And so we want to go ahead and address that one because it's, one, we're really excited that someone sent something in. But two, it's a very long, involved one, and we all have things that we need to say about it. Sorry, there was
a sound. I didn't know what it was. Did y'all hear that?
I heard it, too. It was
like a ringing.
It sounded like...
Okay. The beginning of Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
It's not me.
Build a snowman.
Anyway. So our latest Hey Bitch submission is from... We'll call her E. Says, hey girlies, I wanted to write in and see if I could get some advice on a relationship issue that I have been having over the last couple of weeks. My fiance, Jay, has a best friend that is a woman, T. Jay and I have been together for almost 8 years, and our wedding is supposed to be in June, but definitely isn't going to happen then because of COVID-19. Anyway, throughout our relationship, I have never had any issues with T. I haven't been concerned or jealous, and T and I are actually pretty close now. She's even supposed to be one of my bridesmaids, whenever that happens, lol. As we've gotten closer to the supposed wedding date, I feel like T has gotten weird and distant and just isn't acting normally, especially towards me. She's been short with me, and when I told her that we were going to have to postpone the wedding, her only response was, quote, it's probably for the best. I've tried to get her to meet up before all the corona stuff, do virtual happy hour with our other friends during lockdown, but she just brushes it off or says she's busy. But I hear from other shared friends that she's pretty much normal with them. I asked my fiance what was going on with her, and he said that he didn't know because she wasn't really talking to him either. Well, dot, dot, dot. I don't know what made me do this, but I logged into our shared cell phone account and saw that over the last 3 months, they have definitely been talking, like every single day, multiple times a day. I wouldn't normally think this is weird because I also call my best friend every day, multiple times a day. I also talk to Jay just as often. Jay's the fiance. But he lied to me about not really talking to her. I'm hesitant to bring this up with a lot of my friends because they are shared friends with T and Jay, but red flags are flying and I feel like I can't ignore them. He isn't shy about his phone or anything like that, so if I wanted to look through it, I'm sure he would let me. I haven't been brave enough to ask, and I don't really want to break into it or anything when he isn't around, because I feel like that violates a boundary. If it's important, he has not been acting weird. Okay, sorry. If it's important, so this is kind of like a side note. He has not been acting weird or anything towards me, and everything is perfectly normal at home, and we've actually been having a great time during lockdown. Any advice on how to approach this? Should I just ask him? Should I ask her? Should I look through his phone? All right, what do we think?
Red flag.
She recognizes that there are red flags.
Yeah. To me, he already lied to her. She caught him in it. And I'm a crazy person. And at that point, I wouldn't trust an answer if I asked. So I would just look through his shit. Mm-hmm. But that's just me.
Okay. See, I am like very anti looking through phones. I feel like if it gets to the point where you have to ask to look through a phone or you feel the need to, like the trust is broken.
Yeah, but I would rather know than not know and look like an idiot. Because there's obviously something going on.
Yeah, but I would ask straight up and just be like, hey, I was going through the phone bill the other day and I noticed that you're still talking to T on a regular basis. Like, mm-hmm. How is everything with her? Like, that kind of thing. And just see what he says. Because if he's like, I don't know, we don't really talk that much, you can easily say like, well, yeah, clearly you do. Like, mm-hmm. We have fucking phone records, bro.
I don't know.
Like, so what's going on? Why don't you want to tell me about it? Mm-hmm. And then, because maybe she's got a personal problem that he's not at liberty to talk about. Like maybe she has family issues going on that she doesn't want other people to know about, but definitely don't let it sit there and fester like a secret. Like,
no, for sure. Don't just ignore it. But I do think that it's weird that she said it's for the best that the wedding's really not occurring. Weird.
Yeah, that's big bitch energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so really weird.
That's bad. And then the fact that you already caught your fiance in a lie already, that's already happened. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And the rational thing would be to sit down and talk with him, obviously. But at that point, it's like, it sucks because he's already lied. It's shitty in general. The whole situation sucks. And I'm really sorry you're going through that because you guys were supposed to get married this summer. COVID happened. And I just want to say apologies to you in general because lockdown's been really frustrating and awful for everybody. And I can't imagine being like extra stressed like this, being put on top of that. That's just,
I would just sit down with him.
I'm a crazy ass bitch. I'd look through his phone. And I wouldn't.
Well, and I think there's a good alternative to that. Like coming from someone who's pulled that game before, like sit down with him and literally just be like, hey, it would make me feel a lot better and it would put my mind at ease if I could look at just your conversation, just the two of them. Like not even necessarily look at the rest of the phone, even though you'd be tempted. I totally understand. But like ask him to look at the conversation. And if he says he's deleted it,
that's girl, another
run,
red flag.
Run, because again, I've used that. Run.
Yeah.
Like, don't. I don't know. I'm pretty skeptical just because coming from experience.
Yeah. I mean, but the fact that he's not like private about his phone or territorial about his phone, I think that says a lot, honestly. I mean, because we all do the flip our phones upside down, depending on who we're around thing. Like, So,
yeah, and earlier I was thinking, I had a thought, like maybe they're like doing something to surprise her. But then I was like, wait, her friend just already said that weird. Not her friend, his friend. Well, she's friends with her now.
Yeah, they're all mutual friends.
At first I was like, because it made me think back on whenever I was getting engaged to Mike and Patrick and him were texting and I saw them texting and I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? And it ended up being about our proposal. So then I was like, well, maybe it's something good. But then I'm like, why would that girl say it's for the best?
Weird. That's a very weird comment.
That's the weird thing right now out of all of this. I don't like it.
Katie, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think the I haven't really talked to her could be interpreted two ways. Like, not necessarily the amount of talking, but like what they're talking about. Like, maybe they are talking like normal. Maybe that's how they've always talked. I don't know. But she's just not being open. Maybe that's what he meant. But I feel like he would have elaborated. But again, we don't have the whole conversation from anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. But no, I would also go through a second phone.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who's anti go through the phone.
Go through the phone. Go through the email.
Yep.
But also,
is there a burner phone?
If you feel comfortable, start with sitting him down and talking to him. And then, if he lies again, be like, I already know. What are you?
I don't know. There's a way to bring it up without it feeling like you're accusing him. And, you know, it sounds like y'all have already talked about how she's kind of girl ghosting you in a way. And so he knows that you are wondering what's up with her. And so just say, like, I was paying the phone bill or whatever, and I saw that you guys have been talking more or talking frequently. Like, is anything new with her? What's going on? I thought you weren't talking that much. Just something like that. And then let it open the door. Because if he says, no, we haven't, I mean, yes, you'll have. So then you have an issue to be like, okay, well, you're blatantly lying to me now. Like, it could have been a misunderstanding before, but I don't know. I just think ease into it without making him feel cornered. I think the fastest way to escalate things is for someone to feel cornered.
Yeah. I'm really curious as to what his response was to the, it's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck? What's up with that? Like, that?
I mean, what? Could that mean it's probably for the best because everyone's going to get coronavirus or it's probably for the best because I'm fucking your man?
I really hope it's not the second one. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
But then they've also been together for 8 years. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. That is a long time to be with anybody. I had one more thing too. Oh, okay. So, you know, you mentioned that red flags are flying. As someone who I'm not the jealous type, in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I'd rather not know most of the time. The few times in my life where I have felt jealous about something, it was justified. And I mean, I think I can literally count two times where my boyfriend's friendship with another girl raised red flags. Mm-hmm. Like two very specific people. Mm-hmm. And both times it was justified. Mm-hmm. And I'm not an overthinker. I'm too lazy for that shit. Like, I would rather pretend like everything's fine. So if your spidey senses are tingling, you need to pay attention to that.
Every time, and I already admitted it, mm-hmm. I've looked at my ex's phones. I looked at Mike's phone a few times when we first started dating. Always found something that I was not okay with. Every single time. And it got fixed. And, you know, my exes and I didn't stay together, obviously, because they were fucking up. But, like, I don't know. This is such a weird, it just sucks. It sucks.
It's a weird situation. Circumstance, but I think it's better to figure it out now than before, like, than once you're married, yeah. Honestly.
Yep. Or, like, have you, ever had any worries in the past 8 years?
I mean, it says she's never been
had issues with jealous between them, at least. Like,
yeah. So I'm wondering, like, honestly, what if it could just all be tea? Like, maybe tea has feelings for Jay, and now that it's like close to D-Day, yeah, she's like, oh fuck.
Some my best friend's wedding situation type stuff. Some Julia Roberts.
I mean, literally, yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole movie about it. Yeah. Possibly, but. I mean, that really could be something that was it. Like, you know, he loves you and he's committed to spending his life with you. And she's, you know, feeling left out or left behind or something like that. I don't know. Go watch My Best Friend's Wedding and see how many things.
Don't watch it. It's so good, but don't.
Well, just see how many parallels you notice. Because at the end, everyone ends up happy. Spoiler alert. So.
I've never seen it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, he's with Cameron Diaz for maybe like a month or how they're not even together that long before they get engaged.
That's true. They were together. Yeah. And it's Dermot. Spoilers. Dermot Mulroney.
Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah. Dermot Mulroney. Handsome. Yeah. Handsome devil.
Yes.
Just go watch it for him. And young Julia Roberts is killing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's still killing it.
Anyway, back to E. Sorry.
just talk to him.
Yeah. The rational thing would be to sit down and talk to him. If I was you, I would already be like, I'd just be losing it already. So,
same though.
All right. Well, stay strong, E. We believe in you. Be rational, please. Mm-hmm.
Trust your instincts.
Trust your instincts. Be rational. Address this for sure. Like, don't just let it go or.
Yeah.
Like, definitely talk to him about it and then take it from there. If you think he's still lying, I mean, I would be like, I still don't believe you. I need to see your phone. But I've never gotten to the point where I ask to see someone's phone, ever. Because.
Yeah, you don't ask. You just fucking do it.
No.
You ask, they're deleting shit real quick. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, just let me go to the bathroom, like, real mm-hmm. fast.
Yeah. No, I've never. I've literally never gone through someone's phone. I don't want to know.
I feel I've only gone through phones twice. Both times was justified.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, very justified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like same.
The album Justified.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. So. Or I remember asking my ex, can I see your phone? Because he had been hanging out with, this is kind of similar, but quote unquote, one of his best girlfriends. And to me, in my experience, just it's just my life, I have never, so far, met a guy and a girl who are just strictly platonic, quote-unquote best friends. Maybe like friend of a friend, or they see each other on occasion. But just from my experience in life, I've never seen it to where it's strictly platonic. To me, in my experience, someone's always been interested in the other. Hmm. But that's just my life. So, yeah. I asked to see his phone because he said he'd been hanging out with his friend. And I didn't trust the situation because I had called and said, where are you at? Da-da-da-da. Totally stupid story, but he just said, no, you can't look at my phone. And then that was that. I snuck in and looked at his phone and found a whole bunch of shit. So, yeah.
Well, he's an idiot for not deleting things, first of all.
Yeah.
Especially after you asked.
I know. I know. Like, the BlackBerry.
Yeah. He knew you had an interest. Like, I would have just like, whoop.
That was hard to sneak on there because the clicking of the keys. So he was asleep and I'm like, click.
There was like a Motorola a
slow click
version of the BlackBerry. Do you remember? It was like it was a razor, but it was like a
yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was breaking into. And I was also like click, click, click.
I was slowly clicking those keys. Like, if you just slowly click it, it won't make that like loud click sound.
Click.
Like it did in all my classes at USC.
You have to do like the snap, like stealth, like sneak out of the bed. Just like,
yep.
Go to the bathroom.
Slowly put that phone in your pajama pocket.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, you must
exactly.
have just left it on the side of the tub, babe. I don't know.
I don't know. What? That's You're the- lying to me! What is this?
Jake from State Farm.
Who's Angie?
You still take the phone back and you're like, I printed it already. Somehow.
I got screenshots.
Not saying that's what's happening to you. I'm sorry.
No.
But maybe do it.
Yeah. Address it.
Trust your instincts.
Yeah. And try not to make him feel accused if you want to talk to him first. I would say that those are our big takeaways. Otherwise, good luck.
I mean, is there another like mutual confidant? You know, like she said she didn't want to talk to any of mm-hmm. their friends because they're all shared friends. But there's got to be
somebody.
There's got to be a mole somewhere.
A mole.
That knows what's up. You know what I mean?
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, and I think if you do have a bunch of shared friends, I mean, one of your friends would probably say something if there was something.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Yeah, you would hope. But
I mean, it depends on where those allegiances lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm thinking just in terms of like. Shared friends like Sandra and Mike, y'all are my shared friends. Mm-hmm. So if I saw Mike doing something, I'd be like, buddy, like.
Oh, whoa. I would say something in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But like, whoa, no. Yeah. And vice versa. Like,
fix this. But I think I'd have a harder time being normal around you.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know. It could all just be nothing. But look into it just because it's obviously bothering you.
Yeah.
And it would bother me too. And like I said, I'd already looked through the phone.
It is bothering us. Please keep us updated. We won't have to read it on air. But we need to know everything. We're your confidants now.
Mm-hmm. We're your friends. Mm-hmm. We don't know this guy, okay? He sucks. But he doesn't. I know you love him. You're engaged.
Is this another Jeff?
Fucking Jeff.
Is his name Jeff?
Fucking Jeff.
No.
Cheating ass fucking Jeff.
It's not Jeff. Oh, it's not Jeff, for the record. Yeah. So, E, thank you so much for sending that in. Everybody else, if you want to listen to us ramble about your problems and have absolutely no real takeaways, send us a Hey Bitch submission. We're not professionals, clearly. But sometimes it is really good just to have.
We have experience.
We do have that.
We do.
And it's good just to have a third party, like totally unbiased opinion. Like, we don't know you guys. And sometimes that's the best way to work through a problem. Let's just hear other people talk about it. So we're here for you. So if you go to listenyoubeautifulbitch.com/heybitch, you can submit something there. Or if you go through our Instagram account on the link tree, it's like the top thing. It's like the Hey Bitch advice column. Other than that, I think we are ready to roll. Mm-hmm.
This week on What We're Crying About, the segment on which we discuss things that have hurt our butts. Sandra, what are you crying about?
I guess what I'm crying about is just being busy all the time because I'm in grad school now. So it's just extra work, which I already knew was going to happen. But just it came on pretty quickly. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah.
Homework.
Yep.
We're so proud of you, though.
Yeah, we are very proud of you.
It's going well. It's just
so proud.
It's just crazy. It's just a lot sometimes. That's it.
That's worth crying about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
So... What about you, Susie? You're eating. What about you, Katie?
I'm crying because I had to spend my Saturday in a hard hat and a fluorescent yellow vest protecting people from the coronavirus at work. That's about it.
Also a good reason to cry.
Yeah. You were being a protector. You're like a superwoman.
Yeah. That's what they think. I didn't take a nap in my car. I didn't watch... A Jeffrey Dahmer documentary in the shade.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds good.
It actually does sound good.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
What's it called?
Dahmer on Dahmer.
Dahmer on Dahmer. Okay.
And then I started watching this thing called Snatched at Birth.
Oh.
Or Stolen at Birth.
Snatched.
Very good. Heartwarming. Crushing. It's everything.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'm crying because I'm crazy sunburned, but also because I absolutely fucking shredded my feet this weekend. Once again, like I swore I would never do, I wore cheap, shitty shoes while I was walking around a city because I wanted to look cute. And now here I am, not cute. I have like gigantic, like bigger than quarter size blisters on the bottoms of my feet.
You want to tell them what it sounded like when one of them exploded while we were walking?
Oh, yeah. We were walking and I was like, hurt it. It's fine. It hit my other leg. Like it exploded. It was like, it was like stepping on a water balloon.
That sounds so painful.
Yeah. I wish I could have seen it.
It was satisfying in a really horrible way.
Like I saw the aftermath. It was like you stepped on like a fruit.
Yep.
And it just.
And I was like, oh, Susie, we got to stop for just a second. And she was like, oh, I see a little bit. And I was like, no, look at my other leg. And she was like,
oh, God.
I felt so bad. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, then we went to the beach the next day. It's okay. Went to the beach the next day so they could fill up with sand. Like little it looks so gross.
I've done that exact thing.
Yeah. I do that every time I go to the beach. Like, seriously, every time.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I did a little mini baby surgery on my feet. And now they are wrapped up in.
The way that you had them wrapped up, I died.
They're still wrapped. I just.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're better now.
Got some waterproof tape. So, yeah.
Girl, get you some Epsom salts.
I just know how bad that hurts.
Yeah.
Not fun. But we walked. We hit 10,000 steps before noon.
Oh, shit. Saturday. And we kept walking.
And I was like in my $12 Target Birkenstocks. Like,
yeah. And I have my little flat sandals on. Yeah.
Well, I can just say from trips to like Disney and Universal, even if you're wearing sneakers and you're walking that much, your feet are fucked.
There's really just nothing to wear. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, when I went to San Francisco, I walked about 13 miles, but I was literally wearing like yoga pants, dry fit shirt, like, sneakers, mm-hmm. performance socks. Like I was ready to go. I didn't look cute, but didn't get any blisters. Did get a weird sunburn that time too. It's just, I never learn.
I'm surprised my feet weren't as destroyed as yours. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we put a lot of work in.
Good. So, I mean, sorry for your feet, but.
No, it's fine.
Rest in peace.
They're better than they were. Like, last night, we were laying in our big swinging bed, and I was like, my feet hurt.
I was like, I know those are throbbing right now. I felt so bad.
I could, like, feel my pulse in my feet.
Oh, God.
I know. God.
Yikes. Yeah, I'm crying about my sunburn, too. Like. I burnt my butt cheeks pretty bad.
Yeah, you did.
But it's like, so are my thighs like on the top. So I couldn't really find like a good position to sleep in last night. So like the bed was just constantly like, because I was like, nope, shoulder hurts. Oh, okay. No, that butt cheek hurts. Oh, nope. Okay. My thighs are on fire. Like, thick.
I don't know if we described the Airbnb that we stayed in.
Oh, it has a swinging bed.
Yep.
And there was a mirrors over the top of it.
Yeah, mirrors it's on the great. Ceiling, swinging bed. We were in the jungle room. Like,
it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. And then there were like these string lights, like these white twinkly lights.
I accidentally put them on like rave mode.
Yeah, so we're like in our swinging bed. It's like boom, 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 boom.
We couldn't figure out how to shut them off. We're like, I'm like, I feel nauseous right now.
Is for doing drugs and having sex.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and ironically, I think we were the only non-couple in the whole house.
We were.
Because everyone we met was like coupled up and we're like, well, we're taking the nice room, but we're not having sex. So
and they saw our
enjoy
room
your
after.
Tiny bed.
God, yeah, they were all like little nooks, but their rooms looked cute too. So yeah, it'd be a cool spot to like have everyone rent the whole house. And like, yeah.
Yeah, so it's urban, a good weekend. The Urban Tree House in Savannah.
Do
highly
it.
Highly recommend.
So highly recommend. Oh my gosh. But yeah.
Cool.
Katie, what are you crying about?
Well, I already talked about it, but I forgot that I'm also crying because I've had the same type of swimsuit for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I literally yesterday figured out how to wear it because I've been wearing it wrong. And I have it in
it didn't look
a bunch of different bad, though, colors like- and I've worn it everywhere. And I've always been like, the neck is just so weird. Like, yeah, but it's cool because you can like adjust it. And I'm like, oh. And then I was putting it on yesterday and Ryan was like, I think that part is actually supposed to go like around your neck. Like that would make more sense. And then I did it and I was like, oh my God.
It looked cute either way.
Oh my God. All this time. like so much better for my tits and like the little, it hides a little underarm. Poofy, poochy thing.
Yeah. Pushy things.
I'm glad you figured it out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was just like, can you fucking believe it?
I don't. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Can you fucking believe it?
I mean, I do, but I don't.
Better late than never. Well, speaking of swimsuit trauma, I had to borrow a pair of Susie's high-waisted swimsuit bottoms. So my sunburn is extra sexy.
Yo, we got like, it's like a two-parter
no,
here.
No,
like,
I'm going to, hold on, I'm going to show you.
It's like, so great.
I can't talk to
the mic, but. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, strip it down, girl. Off.
Not sexy. So I think what I'm going to do is next time I go out in the sun, I'm going to wear like a crop top and a pair of low-rise swimsuits. So just my belly gets
it. You got to like even it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should do it, right?
Definitely kind of burn it.
Stripe.
Yeah. I'm going to just fry it to a crisp.
Do it.
So then the tan will be even.
I say my butt's like three different shades of red at the moment.
It's really weird.
That hurts too, but
Oh, yeah.
It's sunburn. Just like part of the cheek because they were like just cheeky bottoms. Set. And then like they've never seen the sun before. So, you know, they're very, very light skinned. Not anymore.
It's summertime.
Well, you guys don't look like lobsters.
Thanks.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot worse. But thanks. I get it. Sucks.
Yeah.
It'll get better soon.
Yeah. Thanks.
So this week we're playing another game because why not play more games?
Yeah. Yep. The world's still ending. We might as well.
Yeah. The world, it's not ending. I'm not ready.
Not ready. Not yet.
So we're playing the game of Would You Rather. So we're going to go around the circle kind of like we did last time and just ask, would you rather do this or that? Eat this or that? Drink this or that? Look at this or that? Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Let's see. Would you rather... Okay, we'll start it off kind of easy. Would you rather date a bad kisser or someone who's terrible at oral sex?
No.
Oh, shit.
I think I would rather date a bad kisser and have someone that's like real good at going down.
Yeah, but the frequency is kind of my...
Mm-hmm.
That would be my concern.
This is hard. Where are you getting these from?
I looked up sexual would you rather questions.
Yeah.
So, is anyone using this website?
What is it?
Improv.com.
I've made it my own.
Cool.
Look at you, Katie. Yeah.
I think I'd rather be with the person that's bad at oral sex because I can just use my vibrator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, same.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with that too. Like, because a good kisser. Like can get things going for you at least.
I agree.
But if they're a really bad kisser, it's kind of having the opposite effect. Like, I don't want it to lead to oral sex if you're a really bad kisser.
Yeah.
I think that's...
I feel like it would be easier to train someone to be good at downstairs stuff than kissing.
See, I think it'd be easier to train how to kiss.
I think at this point in our lives, people are pretty set in their kissing techniques.
If you're trying to train him to kiss, you'd be like, stop talking. Hold on. I'm imagining. Or just get him to do it against like a doll. We can buy a doll. And
that's not how you do it.
I mean, I've dated people that I didn't think were good kissers. And I was like, I don't like that.
Okay. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm usually like, just whoa, like stop with the tongue or whatever. Yeah. But I would still, I would rather have someone be bad at oral sex because I could just use my vibrator. There's something about making out with someone and just having like a good, I don't know. It's a lot. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Would you rather lose your sense of taste or lose your sense of smell?
Oh.
But they're
linked.
They are linked.
Not in this question.
Okay.
Okay.
not in this reality, bitches.
I would rather lose my sense of smell.
Yeah,
me too.
Too.
Same.
Yep.
Okay. That was easier than I thought. I read it and I was just like,
I don't know, but I do know.
I do know.
Everybody knows.
Would you rather always smell like BO or always smell other people's BO?
Oh.
Ooh, other people.
You'd rather smell other people's?
I don't want people smelling me.
I don't know.
I feel like
wouldn't you smell yourself?
Well, no. Let's just say no, you wouldn't.
Not in this reality.
Yeah, not in this reality.
We got to figure it out. Well, I got to ask questions.
We said taste and smell wasn't linked, but they are. So technically, no, I would say.
Okay. Okay.
So you're always smelling yourself, like always, or you're always smelling someone else. Like heightened sense of.
I guess I wouldn't want to smell like BO.
I'd rather smell myself.
Yeah, I don't want to smell myself. And I don't want other people to smell me either.
Like, I think it'd be worse to smell other people's, like, depending on what they eat and stuff. Like, they stink. Like,
dude, middle school teachers do it all the time. I kind of know what
mine smells like. Like,
oh, those sweet precious angels.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd rather smell myself.
Yeah, I think I'd rather smell myself too. I feel like I forget to wear deodorant enough that, like, I'm pretty much attuned to what I smell
like. Yeah,
like,
it's tolerable.
It's not that bad. Okay. Would you rather always wear knit gloves or always wear knit socks? Can't take them off, even in the shower. Can't change them. Have to eat with them. Have to sleep with them.
Socks.
Gloves. I hate having shit on my feet.
I don't like having shit on my feet either.
Like wet socks. Like so gross. Wet. Oh, no. Yeah, I'd rather have gloves on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but then they get wet. Like everything you touch.
Yeah, but then your feet are constantly like. Oh.
I just think over time. And, like rot your skin because it's never drying.
Yeah, I'd rather have my hands than my feet at that point because I could do a lot more with my hands than my feet. Like they have, you know what I mean? You can have prosthetic hands, but you can't. I'm thinking a little above and beyond here, but I'm just thinking if I'm going to lose my hands or my feet, I'd rather lose my feet. I can still walk. Piggyback ride on somebody for the rest of my life. It's cool.
Well, I mean, I know they're knit, but are they like... A quick drying polyester or
no. These are like cheap dollar store and like cotton socks.
Yeah, no. Still socks. Sandra, you're still standing by socks?
Oh yeah.
And Katie?
I'd probably also go with socks.
I'm the odd one out. Mm-mm.
I hate wet socks, but I feel like constantly having something wet like that on my hands and then I don't know.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. What made you think of that?
It's my go-to. Would you rather question?
Yeah. It's a good one.
I'm serious.
Damn.
Let's see. Okay. Would you rather? I saw this one earlier. Would you rather have to watch your parents have sex or have them watch you have sex?
Oh. God.
Yeah. I saw it on a list, and I was like, "That's very difficult.
That's fucked up."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like my sex is a lot dirtier than theirs was, so I'd rather watch theirs.
Wait, can we repeat the question?
Would you rather have to watch your parents have sex or they have to watch you have sex?
It's too much.
I would rather them watch me have sex. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I feel like at least I would be enjoying having sex. That's you know, true. Other than them like watching it, they don't even like each other. So.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What about you, Hannah?
Don't come at me like that.
This is a crazy question.
You're like chest forward.
This is weird stuff in my brain right now.
This is how I feel when y'all talk about animal stuff. Okay.
We did see some things last night on the front porch.
Don't want to talk about that either. No, I would rather them watch me. Like, I've had sex with them in the room before. Like, I don't think they saw me, but if they did, they did. I definitely don't want to see them.
I really don't want to see them. Yeah.
So it's just, we're all just being really selfish and we're like, no, you watch me.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess, yeah, they can watch me. Don't want them to. I'll be like, close your eyes.
I'm sorry for what you're about to see. You raised me better than this.
Good God. Definitely on bottom for that one. For sure. Okay. Would you rather live the rest of your life with silent but uncontrollable gas or loud, uncontrollable sneezing?
Oh.
Sneezing.
I kind of want to change this to loud, uncontrollable gas and also loud, uncontrollable sneezing. Like they're both loud. That's what I'm changing it to.
Okay.
Sneezing.
Funnier. Sneezing. Yeah, funnier with the loud farting. Why would they
say anyone going to pick farting?
No. Can you imagine?
But I mean, I guess with loud, uncontrollable farting, you could still kind of lead a normal life if you're just constantly sneezing. Like,
yeah. No, I've had to leave work from like sneezing attacks before. My allergies used to be so fucking bad before you could get like the nose spray and stuff over the counter. Like, I've literally had to leave work and I've had bruises on my face and shit like that. Like,
wow.
Yeah, but damn. Still, but I would still rather sneeze than fart. Uncontrollably.
Okay. All right. Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out at night?
That's what we're living in right now.
Well, I mean, you can still go out at night. Not in Corona times, okay?
Not in that reality. I'd rather not be able to go out at night because I need some sort of sunshine, and like that's how seasonal depression sets in.
Oh shit! Yeah,
need some vitamin D in
winter time sadness.
Yeah,
I think I'm the same.
Yeah,
same way. That would suck, though.
It would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's depressing. Katie.
I think I'd rather be able to go out during the daytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a hard one, though.
You don't have a house party.
True.
So other people can still move around.
I know, yeah. Is it only us that that's can't go true. Out?
I think, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Do you just have to go somewhere and like not leave until it's daytime again?
Oh, God.
Not some no. party.
I like these loopholes. This works.
Yeah. Just get stuck in a Target?
Oh, no. Please don't.
You don't lock me in. I hate it here. Would you rather have pasta for hair, but it's really dry, or shit completely like edible like, pizza rolls?
Oh,
completely edible.
Edible.
Yeah, I'll shit edible pizza rolls.
I mean, you can technically cut the noodles off and you know use them. You just gotta boil them a little bit. But it's like dry.
I'd rather shit the pizza rolls. The pizza rolls?
Yeah, I think I'm shitting pizza rolls too.
Okay.
Like a, yeah, it's just a sustainable food source.
No one would ever starve around me.
Sounds cool. I mean, same thing for your hair though.
I know, but.
Like you cut it off and it grows back.
It's like,
okay, would you rather have pizza rolls for hair or have pizza rolls come out of your butt? Because honestly, I'm just looking at the pizza rolls versus spaghetti right now and I'm taking pizza rolls.
I'd probably pick pizza rolls too.
Yeah, pizza rolls.
I would also shit pizza rolls.
Pizza wins yet again.
I don't even like pizza.
But pizza rolls are different. It's not like real pizza.
That's true.
Okay. Would you rather have sex with a completely submissive partner or a completely dominant partner?
Uh-oh.
Dominant.
Dominant.
Like where?
Oh, dominant.
Okay.
Like,
so at no point can you be the dominant one. Like, you have to be.
I'm good.
Yeah, same.
Yep. Really? I actually have to think about it more than you guys.
Like, I am a doll. Just throw me around.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like doing things my way.
I'm just awkward anyway. If I try and do things on my own, it's like, This is funny now.
Yeah, I would probably rather be dominated. But I see the appeal of being the dominant one sometimes. Like,
mm-mm.
Sorry, I thought we would have to like think about that one a little more. So. Clearly not. Here, I can do another one since that was an easy one for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather give a lap dance or do a striptease?
Oh, neither.
God, I'm instantly anxious.
Yeah, neither.
I could do a lap dance easy. Easy.
Yeah. You have done lap dances, haven't you? You're like,
yeah.
Like it's fine.
But isn't that kind of the same? No, it's not.
No, striptease, like you're further away and like.
Oh, no, that's weird. I gotta be. Like,
but you're taking your clothes off in some sexy way or. You're all up on them with a lap dance, so.
I just, like, started holding myself.
I'm sorry to make you so anxious.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Just the further away strip tease is what made me anxious. I couldn't
not, like,
do that.
Way far away.
Like a mile down the road.
Like, you go downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to look at me then, yeah. Down the street. Hey.
God. I think I'd rather do the striptease. I'm just gonna be giggling if I'm doing a lap dance. I'm probably gonna be fucking giggling either way, yeah. But I know I wouldn't be able to control myself as doing a lap dance.
I would do the lap dance.
I would do the lap dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because you can kind of like get close enough to them that they can't see your face or something. And it's like, okay.
I feel like if you're
look
far
at the
away,
boobs. Just look at the boobs.
Your gaze, just like,
oh. Like, yeah. No, I feel too awkward doing, like, it would feel like being on stage or something, like a strip tease.
Yeah, I don't.
Mm-mm. Like, I'm too awkward for this. Like, I don't move
well,
that
I mean,
way.
Like, how teasy are you getting? Is it just like a subtle tease or do you got to be like really into it?
I would say whatever works best for you.
Then yeah, just like casual strip tease.
Cash.
Cash. So like, yeah, okay, let's say if we were equally good at both of them, which would you rather do? Like, if you knew that you could do either one and it would have a good result. I would still go lap dance.
Yeah.
Then I would probably pick lap dance.
Yeah.
Because you get a little hands on
mm-hmm. action. Yeah. Lap dance.
Lap dance.
Okay. Good to know. Would you rather give, sorry, a really, really good strip tease or a really bad lap dance?
Good strip tease.
Yeah. Because you're naked.
That's a good strip tease.
Yeah.
I'm still on the lap. I want contact.
You rather give a bad lap dance?
Well, maybe a mediocre lap dance.
I wonder like what.
An okay lap dance.
What would
mine are probably
as, like a bad
mediocre
lap
anyway. So I'd rather just do lap dance. So yeah,
I'd probably get nervous and like toot during the lap dance or something like.
Yeah.
I'd get nervous. I was going to fart while strip teasing.
You bend over to unbuckle your shoe, and it's like,
I'm going to get my socks off. Why would you be wearing socks?
That was literally what I was going to ask you. Strip tease 101. Don't wear socks.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Fuck. I had one earlier.
I'm sorry.
Would you rather be killed by a shark? Pick a shark. What's the scary shark? What's
the great white?
The great white.
Are you kidding me?
The hammerheads freak me out.
Bull sharks are the most deadly.
Are they?
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. The hammerheads are weird.
Because their eyes go in different directions.
Also, I think bull sharks can swim in fresh water.
They can.
Shit. Yeah, okay.
So absolutely. Jason's seen them done.
That's terrible.
Hollywood also, and then goes into the
nope
rivers and stuff. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Don't like that.
Or be killed by a alligator crocodile.
Oh, shark, 100%.
God.
No, crocodiles do that. They do that bite and roll thing where they don't like tear off a limb. They like twist off a limb. No,
well, actually,
that.
They drown you.
Well, yeah. But as they're, they get you on land, they twist.
But like
they get
you
in water, they drown, and then they twist.
You would die by drowning, technically, versus.
We're
shark.
Going in the water. This is an in the water situation.
Yeah. I think it's just
alligator.
Any situation.
I don't.
Well,
neither.
You're not gonna come into contact with a shark on land.
Land shark.
So I guess I'd rather have a shark because sharks can only get me in the water.
Yeah.
Alligators.
They're just as dangerous on land as they are in water.
They're pretty fucking fast.
Fucking land fuckers. Dinosaurs.
Being killed by a shark is one of my worst nightmares.
Yeah, I think. Shit, I don't know.
Those damn
I feel
movies.
Like shark would be worse. Mm-hmm. Cause yeah, water. I don't know. Fox shark. I don't know. That they both sound horrible.
Yeah, they
alligators.
Like, can I pick neither?
No, they freak me. Like,
do not want
alligators and crocodiles freak me out more than sharks because they can follow you out of the water. Like, you can escape and they can just run after you,
which is true. But
I feel like the better answer or the better question here is alligator or Komodo dragon.
Ooh.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, because the Komodo dragon will like poison you, basically. They
yeah,
bite
I mean,
you.
Even if they bite you, their mouths are so dirty, you're going to die anyway.
Yeah, they bite you and poison you, and then they stalk you until you die. Mm-hmm. Like, they just wait for you to die.
And they can jump. Well, alligators can jump real high, too. But they're also really fucking fast.
Dear God.
So, yeah, would you?
Oh, I'm going. If I'm going out, Komodo dragon.
It's the cooler way to die. It's,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
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 I mean, an alligator can get you a fucking Disneyland.
Oh, God. I've seen them. Disney soon. World, too.
It's true.
It's oh. too soon. That's poor baby.
Don't let your fucking kids go up to the goddamn water. Like, watch your kids. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Ugh.
I still feel terrible about that for that whole family. Like,
well, yeah, no, it's awful. I'm
oh,
not,
yeah. No,
I'm
yeah.
just saying, an
but
alligator can get you to
get
fucking
you
Disneyland. You're supposed to be safe. Komodo okay. dragons are only in
happiest
locations.
Place on earth, right?
I feel like if you're in Komodo Dragonland, like you're seeking it out. So
probably.
Oh, we're asking for it yes. now?
What were you wearing?
It's pedophile Komodo. Land too. Disneyland. Look out.
Okay, that was a good one. Susie?
Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Memories. Oh, man.
Like every single memory.
Memories.
Good and bad.
Memories. Do you know how expensive a Braille book is? I'm serious. You know how long it would take me to learn Braille?
I just think
they
of like
audiobooks now. Why would you even bother?
You know, sometimes you just want to read.
I don't want to lose my sight.
Audiobooks.com.
Well, I can't try.
I'm with Katie. You can make new memories, and I'd rather. I would not want to lose sight. Imagine never seeing like anything ever again.
Yeah, never seeing your beautiful faces again.
I know.
Okay, so are we losing our memories?
All of your memories.
Okay, but then we can create new memories. It's not like a 10-second Tom thing where it's like we have no short-term.
No, you can create. It's just everything from now in the past, done, gone.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Fuck it. It's like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, basically, kind of. But it's that or you lose your sight completely.
But if we lose our memories, are we also losing like our ability to read? Like, do we forget how to read? Do we forget how to drive?
Do you lose function?
That's memory memorization.
I would say you still retain your skills. Like,
is it like 50 First State style where like she still knows like?
But that wasn't all memories. That was like up to a certain point.
I would say all memory except like where you learn how to walk and read and write.
So you know your name.
Yeah, but just nothing else. Like nothing else.
I don't know you guys.
Yeah, you wouldn't necessarily know how old you are.
I would still pick memories.
Yeah, I feel like I would too.
Yeah.
But if you were to lose all your skills, though, too.
I don't think. I mean, I think that can happen for sure. But I think when people do lose memories, they just don't remember where they're from, their name,
mm-hmm.
who they grew up with.
Friends, family. It'd be like a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Pretty much.
What's it called?
I feel like there's several Nicholas Sparks movies that are like that.
Well, everybody dies.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's going to die.
Someone's going to die, and it's going to be heart-wrenching.
I could relearn to know my mom easily.
Yeah, I feel like you spend enough time with them, they would
suck.
Yeah, that would suck.
Damn.
Sorry.
All right, yeah. Y'all convinced me. If I'm not losing like basic life skills, then, yeah, I would choose memories. If I lost everything, like had to start from infant zero kind of thing, no, wipe out my sight. I would rather have some memories.
That would suck.
Know how to have a conversation with people or remember who people were.
Mm-hmm. But people have it all the time. Like when they have brain injuries, they have to literally relearn everything.
Well, people lose their sight all the time too. They live healthy lives.
I don't know.
It's true. Man. Like, you're right.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Sandra.
Would you rather be able to rewind 5 minutes in the past or fast forward 5 minutes into the future?
5 minutes in the past.
Yeah.
Because if I just said something that I was like, oh, fuck, rewind.
But you'd have to catch it
quick. Yeah, no. Sorry, you can't change it. You can just start.
You just relive it.
You can just see it.
Fuck.
See it or relive it.
Nope.
I can't fast rewind forward.
No, it's not a rewind and re-record. It's just rewind. Like
fast forward.
Play.
Oh. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes. Maybe the future, I guess.
Yeah.
Would that be able? No, because then I couldn't prevent myself from.
Change it. Time travel shit fucks up my brain. You can't do this to me.
I'd rather do future. Because I know 5 minutes from now, I would still be sitting here.
You think? But what if?
What if that tree falls right now and we're all dead?
Well, hey. I hope that when you see it, Susie, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
I'll be like, I love y'all. Bye.
No, you can't
change it. I think I'd rather
rewind. I would still like say bye. Like I would die, but I would still say bye to you guys.
I would rather rewind.
Me too.
There's some things I just don't want to relive.
Yeah, but there's something I don't want to know. I don't want to know what happens next.
And I mean, in this scenario, you can also pick and choose. Like, it's not like random.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's what I would want to, like, pick and choose when to go back. Because it's like, especially during an argument or something like that.
Oh.
You're like, nope, you just said.
But you can only go back
five minutes.
So
you'd have to catch it.
I like to live in the present anyway. So 5 minutes is really a pretty solid.
If there's nothing I can change, I guess rewind. I don't really know.
Yeah.
What would I do future?
That's good.
Thank you. Interesting.
That's good.
Interesting.
Thank you.
What about this one? Would you rather have 7 fingers on each hand or have 7 toes on each foot?
7 toes. Toes. That'd be a great swimmer.
I saw a guy with 2 thumbs the other day. Fucked me up.
Oh my God. What?
Fucked me up for hours. What? Because I didn't notice it first. And then I happened to look at his hands and I was like,
excuse me?
Pardon me, sir. They were like independent from each other. He could move on.
Oh God.
And then, yeah, but it was like, oh.
That's amazing.
Did you ever meet Doug next door?
No.
He had a twin sister who actually died a long time ago, but he lost one of his fingers, his ring finger, on his left hand when he was like in middle school, lost it. Mm-hmm. And then she was working at like Lowe's in college and lost her left ring finger.
Oh, what so they the hell?
Yes.
That's a weird that's little weird. Meet cute.
But just at different times. No, they're twins.
Oh, twins.
They're
I'm
siblings.
Sorry. Either way, that's still
which is crazy.
Very weird.
I thought you were going to say she felt it.
No. That'd be weird. But yeah, he had a picture in his living room of like them both sitting like this. And I was like, who is that? And he's like, my twin sister. I'm like, y'all both? What?
Y'all both? That's insane.
Yeah, weird. Mm-hmm. Weird. Mm-hmm. Anna, do you have more?
I'm looking for one. Somebody else can go.
I'll go. Would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Like, everyone can read your mind or everyone can see your internet history.
Okay, so is this, like, going forward? Like, any internet history from this point forward?
No, your whole life.
Oh, no.
I feel like my face gives away what I'm thinking anyway, so let's just go ahead. They can read my mind. I feel like people can already do that with my face.
I'm cool with internet history. I really, yeah, that's fine.
Who are you?
I know, what?
I don't know this
I don't,
person.
That's not the kind of life I live, Sandra.
I'd rather have
if you haven't looked up how long it takes to dissolve a body in acid after watching a Jeffrey Dahmer documentary, I don't want to know
there
you.
There's some weird things.
I probably have done that. Yeah. I'm cool with people seeing that.
You just explain. You're like, well, listen.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I think I would pick, oh, fuck, I don't know.
This was anxiety for days. So that's easy to explain.
Do you know how many times it would be like, am I pregnant?
Yeah. Absolutely. Why is there white, sticky, itchy stuff inside my vagina?
What are the symptoms of a yeast infection?
Dead.
What are the symptoms of a UTI?
Do I have AIDS?
What are the symptoms of AIDS? Oh, if yet. I give blood, will they know I have AIDS?
No! Public service announcement. Don't give blood if you have AIDS.
Oh, my God.
I don't want anyone to be confused about that.
I meant, like, do they test the blood? Like,
okay, that's not what you said.
But that's what I meant. Like, do they test it before they give it to you?
I think I remember, like, Googling while I was watching some serial killer shit. I was Googling the best way to hide a body.
Oh, my God.
It's pigs.
Just to see if, like, the internet
or
did
cats,
have like
apparently tigers.
People are stupid because when I like me when I googled it, there were like forums. I'm like, what?
There's some weird
that's
shit.
real stuff. So.
I'd rather have someone read my mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I would rather someone read my mind.
Than sometimes it would just be so much easier. You know? Mm-hmm. Just be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're a stupid fucking cunt. You bald headed, Moby ass looking son of a bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Tell me how you really feel.
Okay. So, would you rather act in a porno with your partner that you love? Like, so have sex on video, but it's unpopular. Or would you rather have a very popular porn video with a porn star?
No, fuck yeah.
Well, we know how Susie feels about this. At small hands.
Well, if
so, like, yeah, you either way you end up with a sex video.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have,
but you're in a relationship.
Yeah, so do you have a sex video with your partner?
That's shitty
and nobody likes it.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, people are going to see this video.
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather it be with someone you know and love, but it's a shitty video, or someone you don't know and don't love, but it's a very well-produced popular video.
And like I cheated or something?
We're going to say like, that this
is
was,
like, no. Or it's okay.
It's a pass.
Yeah,
I'll
it's
pass.
A pass. Yeah.
I'll be the popular one.
Yeah.
Same popular.
Mm-hmm. If it was a total pass, like go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if the same number of people are going to see it, I'd rather.
Them like it?
I'd rather have tasteful lighting.
Yes.
Like it's like, honey, are we paying off our house or what? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Fucking ad views. Sure.
Yeah. No, I think I want people to like me enough. That
yeah. I'd rather have them get off. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, please, do you like my porn? Please like it.
I just imagine Mike and I having a porn video.
Oh,
wow. George.
George has thoughts and feelings.
Got that on the mic.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No.
Sorry.
Hi,
babe.
Hi.
Hi. I don't think I had anything else, by the way.
Okay. I have one. Does anybody else have one more?
Yeah. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Coma.
Coma. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just a nap.
One big long
no, nap. I would go to jail for 5 years.
Yeah, me too.
No, I don't want those memories and I don't want that experience.
I mean, you wouldn't necessarily be in a bad jail. Like, I mean,
hello, George.
What?
Is he wet?
No, just around my sunburnt legs. Wow, I can't. No, I'd rather be in jail because, like, you could still, I don't know. I wouldn't want to miss out. 10 years is a long time.
You wouldn't feel it. Be asleep.
Like, imagine the bed sores and, like, the muscle atrophy.
You have people there for that. There are people who help with that.
I'm cool with 5 years in jail.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You could get skinny in jail.
Or you could get shanked in jail.
Yep.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Try me.
Yep.
Coma.
Try me, bitch.
All right. 50-50. 50% coma, 50% jail.
All right. Would you always rather have to go to Dunkin' or would you rather go to Starbucks?
Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Unpopular opinion. I'm saying Dunkin'.
Dunkin's got donuts.
Exactly. Oh, and their hash browns
they
are really
have better
good.
Snacks.
Okay, Dunkin'.
I don't like Dunkin' coffee. I'll say
no.
But you can doctor it up enough to where it tastes good.
Yeah, that's true.
And they have Dunkin' better snacks.
I just like their hash browns. Holy shit. Yep.
Yep.
Dunkin'.
If it's strictly for coffee, like if I had to get black coffee, I'd rather go to Starbucks.
Well, Dunkin' has pretty good like black coffee. I don't hate it.
I don't like
Dunkin's
it.
Dunkin's like, do you want to have diabetes after you drink this coffee?
I'm like, even when you tell them like no extra
I don't.
Sugar.
And they're just like.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like a gallon of syrup. I'm like, I said none. And they're like, go.
That'd be 1674.
No, it's like really cheap at Dunkin'.
Yeah.
I always spend so much money. How really? Much money did I spend at Dunkin'?
A lot.
We were hungover, and so we got up there, Susie and I, on the way to the beach, and I was like,
I got snackable bacon.
Yes. Yeah, so she just got an order of bacon that she could eat in the
it's
car.
Like salt, pepper bacon. Nice. It was so good.
I was like, can I have the 25 count munchkins, a large coffee with heavy cream and a triple scoop of strawberry ice cream and a waffle.
Fuck yeah, you did.
They have ice cream at Dunkin' Donuts.
So good.
Baskin Robbins, they're usually paired up. Like if they're not in an airport or something.
Yeah, I definitely would pick Dunkin', I think, though.
But yeah, we definitely spent more than $20 at Dunkin'.
Yeah, bacon was good.
That ice cream saved my life.
Starbucks, so.
I'm going to pick Dunkin'.
I'm going Dunkin'.
I love Dunkin'.
Just for the snacks.
Get the hash browns.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Their breakfast sandwiches are really good. Yes, donuts.
Would you rather be able to fly or like swim and breathing while swimming?
Breathing like, while swimming.
Breathing underwater?
Yeah.
Breathing while swimming.
I mean, I usually breathe like, when I swim.
Yeah, me too. You know what I mean? Underwater.
Does pressure matter?
No, you can. You're just like a fish, basically. Just,
oh, and temperature doesn't matter?
Yep. You can. You are able.
So basically, are you a fish or a bird?
Yeah.
Okay, but like some fish can swim like really, really
you
deep.
Can go wherever you want to go.
I'm going to
either way
swim.
I'm going to fly.
It's, yeah, I'm going to fly.
The ocean's terrifying.
Yeah, I don't like the ocean.
I want to know what's down there.
I don't.
That's terrifying.
I don't want to
oh
know.
Oh, my God.
I think I would fly
Titanic.
Too.
Oh, nope.
Like I want to like
swim down the Mariana Trench and see the fucking Titanic.
That would be crazy.
The Grand Staircase is still intact.
Is it really?
It was at one point.
Was it really?
I fucking believe it.
Are you serious?
Shit.
I think I would fly too.
Yeah, I'd rather fly. Yeah.
Just the idea of being under that much water makes me so claustrophobic.
Oh, just how dark it is and like, just nope.
Swim with some whales?
Nope.
Not killer whales. They're mean.
I can swim with whales right now somewhere.
I'm a whale right now.
Still breathe air.
No, I'd rather fly.
It would be cool too.
God, you could fly over like the Swiss Alps. Like you could fly over like just
Yeah.
But think about all the stuff that no one's ever seen before, and you'd be the only person seeing it.
That'd be pretty neat. Just think about all the things that no one has seen before.
You might not last long.
What is under there? It's so scary.
I'm assuming in each direction you're kind of invincible, right?
Yeah, you're able to do whatever because you have light to see.
Okay, so you're invincible.
No.
Oh.
So things can
like I'm just thinking
you.
Of like you're able
Am
to
I alone?
Swim in those
can
deep
I have
areas.
A friend? Because I don't want to be alone in the ocean.
I'll give you a gun.
An ocean gun.
I'm gonna get like a pocket buddy.
Wait, what do they have?
Buddy.
Little Mermaid, the trident. You get a trident.
I was thinking like
and you'll get a
fork.
Fake tail. We'll attach the fake tail and you just go for it, baby.
Are there other ones like me? I don't want to be alone.
Okay, so would you rather be a mermaid or a bird person?
Birdman. Shit.
It'd
maybe
cool
a
to
mermaid,
have wings,
actually.
Like real wings
way.
That come on your body. That'd be pretty freaking cool.
Okay. Would you rather be a T-Rex or a Velociraptor?
A Velociraptor. Their arms are a little longer.
Both scenarios are covered in feathers because that's how dinosaurs were.
Yeah.
I want to be a T-Rex.
I want to be a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm. I want to be a Velociraptor.
Yeah, Velociraptor. You're a little smaller, but like you got longer arms and like you're fast. Yeah.
And I just chomp the fuck out of you.
I don't know, man. You get a herd of Velociraptors around.
Bite your ankles. Nip at your ankles.
I think.
Fall over. You can't reach anything.
Yeah, but what if I had all my T-Rex friends?
Velociraptors.
Well, guess what? I end up being in a museum.
They are. Their brains are bigger.
You do too, but I'm bigger.
I would have an emoji and you do not.
Wait,
I get
don't
so
we,
many memes.
Does a Velociraptor have an emoji? I think no.
Damn it. Remember it was just the Stegosaurus and the...
Oh yeah, we tried looking for the Triceratops. I was very, very sad.
I mean,
to
Velociraptors
see.
Get a lot of on-screen time with Chris Pratt.
They do. Oh, okay.
In Jurassic Park.
This is true. We're talking about that.
Oh. Okay. Would you rather be Laura Dern in Jurassic Park or Helen Hunt in Twister?
Oh, Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, take it back. Because Jeff Goldblum's in Jurassic Park. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Nope, Helen Hunt. All the way.
Like looks-wise?
I mean, just like
who
that
they
part
are.
Of the movie.
Helen Hunt. She's babe. And so is,
I mean, so is Laura Dern.
I know.
I mean, Laura Dern's got a great outfit.
I know.
Helen Hunt's with Bill Paxton. Oof. He's a handsome dude.
But what's his face?
But Jeff Goldblum, man.
And the other guy.
Doesn't matter.
I like Jeff Goldblum now more than I did back then.
You like that dirty daddy Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, boy.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jesus.
That's good. Super into him.
Would you rather be married to a man who's like a really good entertainer? Like, I'm thinking Wayne Brady. Levels of entertainment, like can dance, can sing, funny, or is an amazing chef, like Gordon.
Chef. Oh, chef, hands down.
Really,
chef.
I do love to laugh.
Actually,
though.
I think I'd no, because Mike is like hilarious, entertains me.
Yeah,
fuck.
And I cook.
That you make up for, right? Like, yeah. I'd rather laugh.
I mean, they make frozen pizzas for a reason.
Okay, there you go. There's DoorDash.
I'd rather have Wayne Brady.
Yeah, what a laugh.
I think I'd rather have Wayne Brady just in general. He's really
handsome. Yeah.
Would you guys rather have someone who has a micro penis and is really good at oral sex or someone who is really good at oral sex and
has a baby arm?
Yeah, maybe. Like,
I was about to say, where are you going here? Because this all sounds great.
No, someone who has like no penis and like is really bad at oral sex or...
Okay, no, so I get what you're saying. Someone who has a tiny penis but is great at oral sex,
yes.
Or someone who is bad at oral sex but has a great penis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then imagine, like, I don't
know. No, I need a great penis.
Yeah.
Okay. The micro penises are seriously like, you're with a woman.
Like, they're inside.
Yeah, no, I would rather someone know how to use his dick.
Yeah. Because then
I can still do stuff on it too. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I like it. Yeah. Like, you like giving oral sex, then there's nothing to give.
God, if you've got nothing, you're never having sex.
It's like a little ring pop or something.
Oh, gosh. You probably
not
have
even,
more penetration
not even
with
those
a ring
things
pop.
Are like
they're tiny. There's
ring pop.
Oh,
have you
my
seen
God.
Pictures?
Have you not seen a micro penis?
No,
you
I don't to, want
you
to
need
know.
To, no, you need to.
Sandra's Googling it.
Yeah, you need
get
to.
Get out the Google.
They're literally like not even there.
It looks like.
I came across porn one time with a micro penis, and it was very interesting.
Put with balls.
Literally, yeah.
Like, well, you know, the penis starts out as a vagina.
Oh, I forgot about the balls.
I just picked George in the face.
Look at ring pop.
Like, their balls are... No, it's smaller than a ring pop.
Yeah, a ring pop is generous.
Okay, the bottom of a ring pop. Hmm, honey.
Oh my God.
He's like a little turtle inside a shell.
It's like a newborn baby. Even a newborn baby has more than that. Oh my God. Oh! Okay, I'm getting grossed out.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Which Olsen twin would you rather be? Mary-Kate or Ashley?
Oh,
I don't Ashley. Even, I don't even know them, really, now.
I don't even know them.
Who is always the tomboy one? I liked her. Is that Ashley? Ashley?
No.
Or was it Mary-Kate?
Mary-Kate was one that got real skinny.
I thought they both got really skinny.
They did, but Mary-Kate was like extra real skinny.
Mm, I'd do Ashley.
I think I'd also be an Ashley.
I honestly chose Ashley just because I felt like the name was easier.
That too.
I like Mary-Kate's name better.
They're basically the same. Like,
and then Elizabeth Olsen really got all the talent.
Yeah, so she really did.
I'd rather be Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, I think it'd be Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Third option.
I don't. I'm not.
So they're both just so rich.
I know.
I don't. I'd take any of them.
Boo-hoo.
I call my boobs Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Hey. Siegfried and Roy over here.
Mary-Kate's the little one.
I don't have names for my boobs.
Skeeter butt.
You really don't have names for your boobs?
No.
I didn't either. I literally made that up off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's I don't have
the
names.
The first pair I could think of.
Because Mackenzie's always been Laverne and Shirley.
Oh my God. Yeah, I haven't named mine.
Really? Okay.
No. Tomato, tomato.
Timon and Pumbaa.
There you go.
Oh shit.
You know, they're the same. They're the same.
But slightly different. Oh my God. Right. Well, that's what I'm loving this week is fucking naming my titties now. I gotta think of like a good combo name. Shit.
That's a good segue into what we're loving.
I try. Normally I'm really bad at it, so you're welcome.
Well, now you're damn it.
Wait, what?
Sandra, what are you loving?
Good, it was a good segue into what we're loving. And then she was just like, normally I'm awful at it. No, you're not.
I'm loving like disconnecting and connecting with nature.
No, not really.
Like, no, legitimately, that's my answer. Yeah, yesterday, put my phone up, pushed my boat out into the water, and just floated around. Nice. Murdered my traps. Nice. They fucking hurt. Like, my whole body hurts. But yeah, it was just nice just to paddle around the lake and saw a heron or two.
Birds.
Yeah, I was like, I should get a set of binoculars. Like, maybe I'll be a bird person.
Don't.
Maybe I'll be a bird person.
You don't want to be a bird person.
I really did want a pair of binoculars because I was too scared to get close to the heron because I didn't want it to fly away, but also like wanted to look at it.
Yeah. Oh, Susie and I saw a bald eagle today.
We did with like cool. a squirrel or something at its feet.
We caught something. Like, we were like mid-conversation and I was like, eagle, bald eagle, bald eagle. Okay, what were you saying? I was like, we had to stop for America.
I saw it like screaming for its life. It was sad.
Yeah, it had something. It was pretty though. You don't see them in the wild that often.
Yeah, they're that's really
they're
cool.
on Lake Murray. Mm-hmm. I've seen them on Lake Murray. They're big.
Krista has one. Not as a pet, sorry. Krista.
If anyone would though, I feel like her and Zeus would be the ones that have the baldies.
She, oh my God. In the morning, most of her snaps in the morning have these little foxes that come out. She feeds them every morning. At like 6 a.m. she gets up. And it's like just out there feeding them, and they all have names, and they all come up, and they're just little red little foxes. And they eat they eat the food.
Oh my God!
I'm like, ah!
Have you seen Chunk the groundhog on Instagram?
Yeah.
He makes my every day better.
Yes.
They have like a little GoPro camera in their backyard, and there's this groundhog that lives under their shed, and they leave like fruit and stuff out for it. So every day, Chunk comes like right up to the camera and just like eats all his food right in front of it.
Oh, it's just like you.
And I'm like, I love you, Chunk.
He literally has his whole mouth like right,
I love
right
it.
On the camera.
Like, it's like ASMR, but groundhog style.
Right.
Oh.
But there's an eagle, bald eagle, on their hikes, and they get to see it all the time. Cool story.
Fuck me, am I right?
Anyway, that made me realize that I'm happy about going on the lake yesterday in a canoe with Mike. And my arms were hurting too. I was like, wow, forgot.
Yeah, it's been like a long time. Well, last time we went kayaking, we both almost drowned. So we haven't been.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because we don't want to drown.
It's traumatic.
Canoe's easier and still my arms were like.
See, I think kayaks are easier. Canoes are more tippy for me.
Yeah, we did almost fall over. Almost tip over because I stood up and Mike was like, what are you doing? And
don't
I was like,
stand up in a canoe.
I bounced us out and he was freaking out.
I would be right there with him.
Yeah, yeah. We oh got the wide body kayaks because I was like, I'm afraid of tipping.
Okay, yeah. Along those lines, I'm also loving just being outside more now that it's warm and it's just summertime. So we've got, you know, the beach, the lake, right. the river, like all these places we can go and just enjoy being outside and in the sun and fresh air. And
I love that. Yeah.
So even though I'm sunburned as fuck, I would not take back our day at the beach.
Nope.
And
it's perfect.
Yeah. Planning to spend a lot of time on the water this summer. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Fuck yeah. Same. I'm excited to be outside. Mm-hmm. And as much as my ass hurts, yeah.
Well, happy summertime then. Yeah,
exactly. Here's to nature.
Here's to nature.
Yeah. God, oh my just, like, God, we're so outdoorsy. Water.
So outdoorsy.
For sure. For sure.
For sure.
For sure. For several sure. years ago.
Oh, I didn't. But good. Good job.
I thought you meant like sure. Nope. Like
I'm not that smart.
Makes me think of Anchorman.
I was just being silly. What was it?
40-year-old virgin. She's out. Poor show.
Anything else that we're loving before we move on to whatever we're doing next time, which we don't know.
What are we doing?
We're still playing it by ear. We're kind of just seeing how we feel emotionally every week. And if we want to go into a bigger topic, we will. We might come up with another slumber party game to play. We'll see.
Hopefully,
like
we'll
the
have
the games are fun.
I like the games.
The games have been a fun break.
And hopefully, we'll have an update on our Hey Bitch submission too. Like,
yes.
Maybe we'll have some more to talk about.
Yes. E, give us a call back.
Yeah.
So yeah, until next time, please go on, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's Listen, You Beautiful Pot.
Yep.
Sorry. Let me try that again.
An Arundak chair.
It's an Arundak chair. Or, listen, You Beautiful Bitch on Facebook and Instagram and at LYBB_podcast on Twitter. We never tweet, but you can follow us on there if you want. you can also visit the website. So it's listenyoubeautifulbitch.com. And that's where you can find the Hey Bitch submissions. You can find all the episodes on there. And then I think I'm going to do some updates now that we have all our pictures back from Abby.
Yeah.
So I'm going to update the website.
Do it.
Stay tuned.
Woo!
And then also please go follow, rate, review, subscribe, all those things on your favorite podcast platform. If you can't find us on one, just let us know and we'll figure out a way to get on there. It really helps us out as far as like other people finding us or being recommended our podcast if you rate and review.
Mm-hmm.
So. We were charted in the Philippines.
Ooh.
Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, we were charted.
Oh, shit.
So Lebanon and the Philippines.
I think it was like the top 60 in Philippines.
Whatever. That is insane.
Whatever. They know what's up. Probably like one listen.
I searched United States, nothing. I was like, maybe Canada? No.
No. It's like US light.
Come on, like Switzerland. Come on. Nobody.
No. All right. Well, we would love to get our rankings up around the world.
Yeah.
But until then, Lebanon, Philippines, we love you.
Thank you guys. Yeah, love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Can't wait to visit. I'll go both.
I would go to both.
Yeah. Cool.
Lebanese food is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
What am I?
Lebanese men? Beautiful.
Dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Oof. Eyes.
In the Philippines, have you ever had, what are they called? Lumpias.
Cats. Yes.
Lumpias are like a Filipino mwah, sweet spot.
Yeah, their food is boom.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll talk to you next time about something or another. We don't know.
They look good.
Okay. Until then, we'll talk to you later. Be safe. Bye.
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 Bye later, Gators. Later.